Joining us here in the KOVC studios is Allie Keller. Allie, good morning. How are you?
Great. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. So you will be leading the, or you currently are leading the Highliner Strength and Conditioning Program here in Valley City. I believe this is week number four, correct?
Yes, we're into week number four. We started beginning of May, and it is a four-week program. We will have the week of the 4th of July off, and then another 4 weeks. So 8 weeks in total. We will wrap up right before Highliner Athletics fall season begins.
Now, what goes on during these weeks? What kind of conditioning and strength and conditioning things are you guys doing?
Our main goal is injury prevention and mobility, as well as adding strength, agility, plyometrics, and speed. All of our athletes need strength, conditioning, learn how to change directions safely and efficiently. A lot of them are still growing, so we have to be really smart with the way that we train. And so it is a progressive 8 weeks. They are building from week one to week eight in hopes that we see strength gains as well as speed, agility, plyometrics, all that kind of good stuff, so that when they hit their fall season, we are already in shape. We don't have to spend time conditioning and training, and those coaches can work on fundamentals and that actual specific sport for them.
And now you just mentioned the specific sport. So you don't have to just be a football player or volleyball player for the fall season. You can be a hockey player that does the winter or basketball, things like that. So this program is to help all Highliner athletes.
Yeah, and even non-traditional Highliner athletics. So we've got gymnasts. We've got almost the entire varsity dance team out. We've got Viper hockey players. We've got all kinds of stuff. We've got golf, tennis. We've got everything. And even kids that aren't involved in actual sanctioned athletics can still come and do this and see great benefits and great progress within themselves and within their strength and conditioning.
Now, you and I talked a little bit off the air. What is the main goal of this program?
There's a couple main goals. I wouldn't say there's one specifically. I think one of the biggest ones is creating that Highliner culture so that all of our Highliners, whether they're athletes or non-athletes, all feel a part of something, you know, and we have those other coaches, our sports-specific coaches, involved as well. So everybody's buying into this strength and conditioning program so that overall, over the next few years, we're seeing big gains in these kids as well as their records and their boards and seeing more wins than losses and being able to really develop that camaraderie.
You know, one thing I like to say with any kind of sport is you cannot teach chemistry. Obviously, this is a program. You have a lot of the same teammates together, whether it's football, volleyball, baseball, hockey. They're together now, you know, at least 10 months out of the year, and this program is essentially helping that with the Highliner Pride, as you were talking about.
Yeah, and we really love to see some of those upperclassmen really paving the way for some of those younger athletes and giving them somebody to look up to, creating that camaraderie between the JV, the varsity, those upcoming athletes, and across the sports too, because we do have some athletes that are four sport athletes. You know, they're busy all year round, but they can create that teamwork and that camaraderie throughout the different athletic sports that they're in. So
now I want to touch upon you and I, again, we talked off the air and you mentioned the injury prevention aspect of it. How does one go about the injury prevention aspect?
So we are very specific and we do a dynamic warm-up every day. We do stretching and cool down. We do have some mobility specialists coming in throughout the 8 weeks. And we really are in hopes that those athletes will take some of that home and work on that outside of their sports or even the strength and conditioning program. So mobility is huge. And then also training the body so that we aren't wearing and tearing on those joints as much. We're really absorbing with the musculature that we're developing. And then we also are working on directional changes, plyometrics, agility, things like that. And you see those throughout all the different sports. You don't just see jumping in volleyball. You see it in basketball. You see it in football. You see it in tennis. You see it in everything, you know, lateral movements. We really are focusing on that a lot. And then directional changes. So when you do make a mistake, how fast can you recover? How fast can you get back in the game? How fast can you hustle back to your teammates? So we talk a lot about a lot of that, as well as the mindset, you know, especially with our younger athletes, is getting them mentally tough too. So we're not babying these kids at all. They're doing a great job and they continue to impress me with their hard work and their ethics.
Week four currently going on right now, taking a week off next week, 4th of July, and then the final 4 weeks of the program. What can the athletes expect in the final 4 weeks?
Well, I can't give too much away because they might avoid some of the workouts then. But as far as the final 4 weeks, we will see a lot of mirror imaging of the first 4 weeks. However, we are going to really be pushing for those gains and seeing what they've learned, what they're capable of, and really getting them ready for their seasons. Whether they're a fall athlete or a winter athlete, we want to get that athlete conditioned so that they don't have to be playing catch up with their other teammates, you know? So there is going to be some mirroring in it, and there will be some further testing. We've done some 40-yard dashes. We've done some plyometric testing. We've done some weight testing, strength testing. So for them to see those gains in a short 8 weeks is a big deal.
Allie Keller, running the Highliner Strength and Conditioning Program here in Valley City. Thank you so much for your time today.
Absolutely. Thanks so much.